Hi, and welcome to NCG Corporate and our podcast series. So, following on from my articles, which I did for NCG Mediation, on the understanding threat reward response psychology for effective challenge to suggested offers, and the one on finding emotional encouragement to help realign a dispute situation, aimed primarily at mediators, but relevant to anyone in a managerial position. I'm talking today about the presence, or lack thereof, of any depth of social psychology within most organisational change management practices and organisational programmes. So, 10 years ago, Edward Schein said, "The world is becoming more technologically complex, interdependent, and culturally diverse, which makes the building of relationships more and more necessary to get things accomplished, and at the same time, more difficult." And I doubt anyone would challenge that statement today, as it is arguably more so relevant now in 2023. Now, Schein's statement was made against a backdrop of his work into organisational change and development, and the foundations of social psychology these need to be built on. So, what is social psychology? Gordon Allport, one of the pioneers of social psychology, defined it as the scientific attempt to understand and explain how the thoughts, feelings and behaviours of individuals are influenced by the actual, imagined or implied presence of other human beings. In this vein of trying to determine these elements, Fiske described what he calls the social core motives. These are the fundamental underlying psychological processes that determine these thoughts, feelings and behaviours of people in situations in which they have to deal with others. These five motives are belonging, understanding, controlling, trusting and self-enhancement. In the pursuit of the goal of making the world a better place, social psychologists, being social scientists, study practical social issues, like those relating to change management in this example, and their application to real-world problems is one of their key goals. It's believed that we could understand and reduce some of the negative influences people present if we truly understand how people influence one another, either directly or indirectly, consciously or unconsciously. And what's all this got to do with change management, I hear you ask? Well, given the challenges people and organisations have had and continue to have today, the discipline of change management needs to keep developing positively and effectively to encompass both the individual person and the social person, the isolated, unique individual and the person as an element of the group. As we know, or should know, change management is predominantly about behavioural change in individuals and in the group. And these are intricately woven together, both impacting the other and each providing a catalyst to the other in a complex behavioural dance. Exactly because change is a very human experience and played out within an environment that is a complex construct of behaviours, emotions and perceived values, both of the individual and the social persons involved, it's important, if not imperative, that advisors and consultants engaged in the practice of change management know and understand the socio-psychological aspects of organisational change. Unfortunately, as found and stated by Strickverder and more recent studies by Fiske and Aronson, this knowledge in many advisors and managers is too superficial, if not entirely absent, and so is missing or underutilised in a large percentage of the available specialist literature on change management. Now, there is a way to improve on this availability and application of said knowledge, and that is through the employment of a set of four foundational insights into social psychology that I've summarised next. In my change management coaching, I explore each in much more detail, including how to apply them as foundational pillars of organisational change. The first actually echoes an element of my neuroscience in management training and materials, and that is that people are social animals. Our brains do not experience the workplace as a transactional environment, i.e. you provide work for a monetary or benefit type compensation, but as a social system. Change in organisations is thus inevitably a social process. The second highlights why some of the cohesion and structured methodology are so important. In recognising there are a number of psychological factors and forces at play during any change, and that subsequently requires a variety of theories and sites, something Ridgman referred to as an inventory of social influences. The third relates to the central mechanics within social systems during change, and that is to assign meaning to the change and its motivation. It's clear that just stating a mission or vision, announcing a set of values, or offering some type of reward system generally achieves next to nothing. These will only accomplish something if they are meaningful to those people, both individually and as a group who are involved. Meaning is thus key to a successful change. And without meaning, more often than not, any change activity is short-lived in terms of its success. The fourth runs somewhat counter to much of the optimistic rhetoric usually found in the numerous books put out by the self-professed change gurus and specialist consultants within the change management industry. It highlights that people, both the individual person and social or group person, reacts in unique and variable ways within the social environments, depending on the multiplicity of factors, referring back also to insight two above, and those factors that are at play. So it's essential to be able to explain, understand and predict as much as possible the actual and likely reactions, paying attention especially to the negatives and capitalising at both individual and social group levels on the positives. So these foundations, when applied appropriately and with evidenced knowledge and understanding, will provide for a strong platform from which to manage any organisational change program to more successful conclusions. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the details behind these four foundational pillars of insight and how to implement them within your own change programs, as well as the five core social motives, contact us here at NCube Group and ask about our social psychology and change management coaching program. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, leave me some comments, good, bad or indifferent. And keep a lookout for the next podcast in a few weeks' time.